we present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we have our four most experienced players of the game who are going to do battle in this verbal battle of wits and try and win Just a Minute. I'm going to ask each one of them if they can speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is in front of me. And according to how well they do this, they will win points or lose them. And so let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, will you talk to us for 60 seconds, if you can, on sensible winter underwear? A good subject to start the program with, and you start now.
Well, of course, I always believe in these old sayings, don't cast a clout till May is out. And therefore, I do not leave off the interlock woolens until that period is reached. You can't beat wool. Indeed, it has been written on posters that there is no substitute for it. Just like myself, there is no replica. Nothing more beautiful nor cozy does exist in this land than something wool on me. People have said,
Andre Melle,
how dare I be? I'm just starting.
You've been going on very well for over 30 seconds, and Andre has challenged you. Andre Melle, what is your challenge?
A repetition, two wools.
Sensible winter underwear. Wool is not in the title on the card, so it's perfectly correct. You have repeated wool, Kenneth. So I agree with Andre's challenge. She takes a point and the subject, and she has 27 seconds for sensible winter underwear starting now.
If you are a woman, this is very difficult to find. Those thick woolly vests are not suitable because they ruckle round the arms where the sleeves are and put on inches round your waist. A Spencer, that's a good thing.
Peter Jones challenged you, why?
Repetition of round.
Yes, indeed, you did have too much roundness there, Andre. Repetition of round. So I agree with Peter's challenge, he gains a point. 14 seconds left for sensible winter underwear, Peter, starting now.
I don't know what the perfect solution is. Something that one can wear on television when the lights are very hot and also still have on when one is queuing up for a bus when the program is over.
Just little glimpses of people's life you get from this program. I saw Peter Jones in his sensible winter underwear queuing for a bus. That whistle, by the way, tells
us... I wear my raincoat over them, of course.
Ah, good. We're reassured, Peter. That whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Peter Jones, so at the end of the first round, he has a lead of one over Andre Melle, and the others have yet to score. Peter Jones, your turn to begin, and the subject is my favourite sport. Can you talk to us about that for just a minute, starting now?
Yes, I'm very pleased to talk about it because it's something that my wife is able to join me in. We both love going out into the country and hunting for houses. Not that we are unhappy about the domicile in which we exist, but we do always have a dream that somewhere over the hill or possibly over the sea on the continent...
And there's a challenge from Kenneth Williams.
Two overs.
Yes, you went over too much. Right over the top there. So I agree with Kenneth's challenge. He gains a point and he has now 33 seconds for my favourite sport starting now.
Well, it's really unfortunate because I don't have one.
And someone has challenged you. Clement Freud presses buzzer first. What is it, Clement?
Hesitation.
A hesitation. I agree with... Clement's challenge. He gains a point for a correct one. Has 30 seconds to continue with my favourite sport starting now.
My favourite sport is baiting Kenneth Williams. I creep down Baker Street at dawn of a Tuesday with a picadillo in one hand and a gherkin in another, while a string vest contains newts. And reaching the north end of that thoroughfare, I have a poster of the aforesaid team member of this game, Just a Minute, and get all sorts of...
Andre Melle challenged you.
Hesitation.
I think so. He was doing so well, kind of find different phrases for the same expression all the way through, and he almost made it, but there were only 4 seconds left. Andre got in with a correct challenge, and she continues with my favourite sport starting now.
My favorite sport is called Frieda McDyke. She was the games and gym mistress.
So Andre, getting in just before the whistle, kept the subject, gained the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and has a lead of one over everybody else at the end of the second round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The most fun I ever had. Can you tell us about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
The most fun I ever had, starting now, is a fantastic woman sitting in the eighth row with purple hair and a glass eye. We are going to have such a fantastically cheerful time when this program is over. And I'm sorry about speaking in the future, but since I came in and I noticed that astonishing twitch of my left toe as I caught her eye and she mine, we sit there. I'm going to stop now because it's
Andre Melly has challenged.
Because he was going to stop there.
Well, he didn't stop, did he?
So why did you challenge?
The hesitation he was about to do.
Now, Andre, no, because you see, he actually hadn't stopped. He was still going on the subject. Actually, he was talking in the future, so he was at that moment being devious, but you didn't challenge
the deviation. He was being devious.
Too late now. No, he hadn't actually stopped. He was still going on. Until we get a correct challenge, Clement Freud keeps the subject, with another point, of course, for a wrong challenge. And there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
On March the 18th, 1951, it was picnic time. Mummy, Daddy, Auntie Mabel, and Uncle Jim came into my bedroom at 9:15 and said, "It's outing!" And the Cherbourg was outside, and the car, the chauffeur, the maid, the butler, we all went to Lowestoft and then Yarmouth, up the coast to Sheringham.
Andre's challenge, your outing. I'm really? Sorry. Why is your challenge this time, Andre?
Well, out of snobbism. I mean, you can't have all those many servants. It's too embarrassing.
You can't, and he probably hasn't, and probably never
Devious.
Did.
Devious.
But
Devious
he never established everything. That these servants had anything to do with him. And he was still keeping going on the most fun I ever had. He might have had it with the butler and the parlour maid and the cook, for all we know.
All right, but you have another point.
Now, he hadn't deviated from the subject, to be perfectly accurate, Andre, so he keeps it, and there are 8 seconds left, starting now.
She wore Macintosh, and I had Wellington boots, when the man came along and said, "With a whip and a face like yours..."
Delighted to that the whistle went just then before we got really devious. I think we're about to have it. But Clement Freud started with the subject, and in spite of challenges, kept going on the subject. He now has a lead. He has 4, Andre has 3, Peter Jones has 2, and Kenneth Williams has 1 point at the end of that round. And Andre Melly, your turn to begin. Why good cooking is a mark of civilization. Can you talk on that particular subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Clement Freud, as we all know, is a very good cook and a mark of civilization if ever I saw one. So the reason is...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
A deviation. A man cannot be a mark.
I don't think it can be a mark of civilization. I quite agree. No, I quite... And especially Clement Freud, so that we... I agree with your challenge, Kenneth. You gain a point and you have 50 seconds for why good cooking is a mark of civilization, starting now.
Well, of course, good cooking is not a mark of civilization, and indeed, in Pericles in Athens, which was one of the most advanced civilizations we've ever known, the cooking was appalling. They used to do this stuff on a spit, you know, and it used to revolve round. They used to throw this grease on, and they used to... All of them, and I was terrible indigestion! And there was all the bismuth going round afterwards, and the most awful regurgitation. Terrible noises all the time, you see.
Clement Freud is challenged before you got your belch in.
Regurgitation.
Why not?
Is repetition.
Of what? Coming back. It's all right. Give you the line to say it was coming back instead of me saying it, but it's all right. Regurgitation, repetition, a very good challenge. Give him a point for a clever idea, but as Kenneth Williams did not deviate from the subject of why good cooking is a mark of civilization, he keeps the subject and continues for 26 seconds, starting now.
The assumption has always been, of course, that indeed the most sophisticated nation in Europe, but undoubtedly the French, do hold the field here, that the best kind of food can be obtained in that country, the best cooking, I mean, and...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition of best.
Yes, I agree with your challenge. You take a point and you have 10.5 seconds for why good cooking is a mark of civilization, starting now.
I suppose if you went down the high street of Vaduz, which is the capital of Liechtenstein, and came across a toad in the hole, you would be justified in thinking that...
I'm fascinated to know what we would be justified in thinking, Clement.
Me too.
Once again, saved by the whistle. You'll get an extra point for speaking when the whistle went, Clement, and you've increased your lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, your turn. Old jokes. Do you know any, Peter? But if not, can you talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
I'm very pleased to talk about them because I collect them, just as other people go round picking up antiques or storing bottles.
And Andre Melle challenged you.
Your hesitation.
Yes, and she goes around picking up points because I agree with that hesitation, Andre. You have 50 seconds for old jokes starting now.
They're called chestnuts very often. I don't really know why. Comedians tell them and do them up in different ways to try and make them topical. I hate them. I get very nervous when people start telling jokes because I very rarely see the point. I believe they're only a
Clement Freud got in first.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I agree, Clement. 33 seconds for old jokes, starting now.
A man went into a chemist's shop and said, "Do you sell talcum powder?" And the chemist said, "Certainly, sir, will you walk this way?" And the man said, "If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the substance that I carry."
Kenneth Williams has challenged your old joke.
Well, of course, he said walk twice.
And of course he had to say it to save the joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I say. I say you won a point, Kenneth, and you have the subject of old jokes and 20 seconds for them starting now.
A bloke rushed into the pub and he said, "Mine's a light," and the barmaid poured a bag of the cold water all over him. And another bloke rushed into the pub and said, "Mine's a large one, so you order not burst in." They are both very old jokes.
Yes, we could see the whiskers. You were challenged after the first one, actually.
Who challenged me?
Your colleague beside you.
Did you have the disloyalty?
Yes. Clement, why did you challenge that first old
joke? Two blokes. Repetition. Repetition of bloke.
Oh, yes. It's true, I did.
There were two blokes in the first joke.
Yes, I'm sorry. I do apologise.
Yeah, but you got the joke and you got the laugh. So
That's true.
He had two walks. And he got
That's true.
So he's got it back again. Clem, another point to you. 14 seconds, old joke, starting now.
This gentleman went into a pharmaceutical store and said, "Do you sell toothbrushes?" And the assistant said, "Certainly, sir, we have three kinds. Bristle, 2 and 6. Nylon, 3 and 9. Alligator hair, 5 shillings. And the man thought for a while and said, "I would like to purchase the latter because I have never heard of it before." To which the chemist said, "I can't go on because it's a filthy story and I thought the whistle would blow."
Andre challenged you a long while back, actually. We wanted you to go on because I knew the end of it. I wanted to know if you dare to give the tea on. Andre, what was your challenge way back?
Well, I wanted to save him the embarrassment because I heard it too. Deviation, because I knew it was.
Oh, no, I'm afraid he hadn't actually deviated from the old joke, so it's back with you, Clement. You've still
got
old
finish
jokes.
It.
4 seconds. 4 seconds left, starting now.
As he was about to conclude his purchase, yet another customer entered through the portals of the Emporium, dealing in articles such as...
Your very clean story gave you an increased lead at the end of that round over all the others. And Clement Freud, we're back with you. Your turn to begin.
Oh, no.
And the subject is... charm. So can you talk to us for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
Charm is a very elusive quality, sometimes to be seen in patrons of chemist shops who use talcum powder, toothbrushes, ointments, and other emulsions to multiply the already existent factor of charm already inherent in their person.
Kenneth Williams has challenged
one. Two alreadys.
Yes.
There was indeed, yes. Well, listen, Kenneth. So, you have the subject now of charm, Kenneth. And you have 40 seconds on charm. And you're looking your most charming at the present moment, I must say. And the audience have recognized it. That's why they're laughing. And you start now.
Well, of course, there are various varieties. I do symbolize theatrical charm. And then there is the charm that exerted by the man who has these snakes and makes them do all kinds of exciting things and interests various passers-by in marketplaces in Morocco. I have stood enchanted watching these gyrations as these reptiles wind themselves round in the air and the flute player goes on.
I think Kenneth Williams has found a new way to play this game. He speaks so quietly the other three can't hear him. We didn't know what you said, Kenneth.
That's so called actual dulcet tones.
Yes. They were so dulcet we didn't know whether you were repetitious, hesitationist, or deviational. So there we are. Andre Merry, we go from charm to the subject of powder. So can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is a particularly boring subject, which I will try to talk about for 60 seconds. It comes in different shades, from pale pink to green, if you have very red cheeks and want to get the glow down. There is the talcum variety, which can be found in chemist shops, together with toothbrushes, toothpaste, and other commodities. Not very expensive. I don't quite know what it's made of. You can have it in large boxes or small ones. Put it in a compact, gold, gilt, silver, whatever you wish. I'm terribly fed up talking about this, but no...
And Clement Freud has helped you.
Deviation.
Why?
I'm terribly fed up talking about this has nothing to do with powder.
She's actually meant I'm fed up talking about this, which was powder, so she hasn't deviated from powder, so she still keeps the subject, having got another point for a wrong challenge. Thank you. And there are 25 seconds left, starting now.
There is the baby variety, used to keep the small infant from getting chapped in the neck.
Kenneth Williams' wife, who chapped.
There's such thing as a small infant.
That's what happens when you put someone under pressure. Their infants become infants. So you have the subject, Kenneth, and a point, of course, and 19 seconds for powder, starting now.
Well, when you are ablaze with acne, as I have frequently been, then you do apply
Peter
the
Jones
odd...
Peter Jones has challenged your acne.
Who?
Peter Jones.
How dare!
Can't be ablaze with
you
acne.
You haven't seen me, especially in puberty. You've never... Gracious me. You asked me, Mother, she had a terrible job. Pustules everywhere. I was covered in them. Oh, it was a horrible sight. People used to say, cover him up, for goodness sake. A blanket over me half the time. Sackcloth and ashes was my lot. I could tell you things and make your hair curl.
All right, our hairs are curling. We're very good. I'll tell you what I'll do, because I think, technically speaking, if you use a phrase, you can use it sort of...
Of course, I was using it euphemistically, of course, idiosyncratically, how you like.
Buoyantly, yes.
Yes, good
but let the audience be the final judge. If they think that that phrase of ablaze with acne is not a good one, if they consider that was devious, let them be the final judge on this difficult point. I'll put it to them. If they agree with Peter's challenge, then would they cheer? If they disagree, would they boo? And will you all do it together now?
Hooray!
You're ablaze! Kenneth Williams, blaze away for 14 seconds on powder, starting now.
So after applying a little erase, you powder down with, of course, the Poudre Rochelle. This gives one an inviting, almost...
Peter Jones has challenged again.
Repetition. He
what?
Just changed the language.
You must have said the same word. I said powder and then poudre.
Well, you could go through the whole, all the languages in Europe doing
but
that.
But actually, the word powder is the word on the card, which yes. He didn't repeat. And he hasn't used the word poudre before, so I don't see why he was being repetitious.
Well, I thought I'd try. I am in fourth place. I've nothing to lose. I can't... used by a wider margin, really.
Unless we got
well, I'll tell you what you have done.
What?
Unless we got some more competitors.
Yes, well,
tell me what you have done. You've now got the audience on your side, so maybe next
well,
time...
Well, I don't know. I want them after that.
I must be fair to the rules of the game, because otherwise I get so many brickbats from you and letters from others. So... Kenneth, as I disagree with the challenge, you have another point and 6 seconds for powder starting now.
I have frequently disappeared in a flurry of talcum powder, and people have said, goodness gracious me, how incredible...
Kenneth Williams was speaking then when the whistle went. He gained the extra point. He also got a number of points throughout that particular round with his acne and his powder. So he has what he says he loves to do, leap forward. But he hasn't leapt into the lead, but he has crept up most considerably on Clement Freud. Andre Melly is in third place. Peter Jones, as you already know from his own lips, is still in fourth place. Kenneth, the subject is for you now. I mean, it's your turn. And the subject is The Great Bed of Ware. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, there was this grate, you see, and they all said, where is this bed? Because they couldn't find out where it was, you see. But the grate was there, but not the bed. So she said, well, look here, we must have the bed. There's a grate, because the grate in the room obviously would be there if there was a bed, you see what I mean? So they had to say treating install. When they said to be installed, they said, to remember that very quickly, the ancient bishop's Marcus, where the wax of Ulysses, the stuffy idiot eardrag, and all the bars sound safely. Yeah. But of course, that wasn't done either. So instead, they put 12 into the bed, which White calls became called the bed of
wear. Well, long before you started speaking so quickly that nobody could understand you, Clement Freud,
oh, sorry.
What was your challenge, Clement?
That was a long time ago. There were five grates. We did one time establish that even if it's on the card...
No, actually, at that particular moment, I was counting. I have a lot to do. There were three grates, three beds, and three wares. Right, Kenneth Williams has another point for an incorrect challenge, and he has 47 seconds for the great bed of ware starting now.
Well, of course, it was this vast...
Clement Freud has challenged you again.
Repetition of course.
I haven't just started, you fool. I haven't started. How can you say, of course?
Your initial 13-second bet.
That doesn't count in your second gambit, you great nit.
I don't think you've said, of course, in this particular round.
Thank you very much, Nick. Exactly. Marvellous chairman. Brilliant.
45 seconds for you, Kenneth, on the great bed of ware starting now.
It was in this vast public house that this bed was situated, and in that period, people frequently were known to sleep in the same object, you see. So, on one occasion, there is historical record to the effect that 12 people were all in...
Clement Freud is challenged by...
Repetition of people.
Yes, and there was a repetition of 12. So, Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge this time. And there are 15 seconds left for the great bed of ware starting now.
I had some friends called the Albews who lived not far from Stevenage.
Kenneth Williams' wife, who challenged?
Irrelevant. Devious.
Devious. No, Stevenage isn't very far from Ware.
But it was long, so nothing to do with it, dear. The things at the British Museum, something to do with Ware.
But Ware is in Hertfordshire, and it's not far from Stevenage. If you're going to talk about the great
He's got the friends that live there now. The bed's been in the museum for years. What's it got to do with it? Totally irrelevant.
You know it. You know, his friends may be in the museum as well. No, he didn't deviate from the subject. There are 6 seconds left. The great bed of Ware, Clement, starting now.
Who were passionately interested in Hertfordshire history, which...
Peter Jones is challenged. Why?
Repetition of half a joke.
Definitely, you said it before.
No, I said Hertfordshire. I said Hertfordshire.
I'm brilliant! Yes!
You've changed your affections very rapidly.
I know! I've gone off him. I've gone off him terribly.
This used to be your friend whom you supported against the
others.
I know,
but he's changed the aftershave.
I'm sorry, I've got to be fair about this. I said Hertfordshire, not Clement Freud. So it was well tried. I know we wanted to hear from you, Pete. It was lovely, but I've got to be accurate. 2 seconds for Clement on the great bed of Ware starting now.
Taking an underground to Russell Square.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute. So it only remains for me to give you the final score. At the end of this particular edition of Just a Minute, you might not be surprised to hear, after what you've already heard, that Peter Jones was in fourth place. He was a little way behind Andre Melly, who was in third place, who was a little way behind Kenneth Williams, who was in a good second place. But Kenneth was undoubtedly beaten by our winner this week, Clement Freud. You have enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.